You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm Mike Haggerty, and for Vicki Gonzalez. There is no debate. California is king of agriculture in the United States. According to California's Department of Food and Agriculture, more than a third of the country's vegetables and 75% of its fruits and nuts are grown right here in the Golden State. This economic engine of our state wouldn't be possible without the hundreds of thousands of farm workers who pick and package all the succulent fruits and crispy vegetables we crave. But an unprecedented study by researchers at the University of California, Merced, is pulling back the curtain on the lives and health of these farm workers, revealing how this disadvantaged workforce is experiencing chronic health issues and severe challenges accessing health care. Its survey of more than 1,200 farm workers throughout the state is considered one of the largest academic studies ever conducted on the health and well-being of farm workers. Joining us now to share some of the study's key findings and what it means for all Californians is Edward Flores, faculty director of UC Merced's Community and Labor Center, which conducted the study. And he's joined by Cesar Lara, executive director of the Monterey Bay Central Labor Council, one of the organizations that helped the university carry out the study. Edward and Cesar, welcome to Insight, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Edward, this study is being described as a landmark, one of the largest academic studies ever examining farm worker health. Can you tell more about how and why this study came to be and give our listeners a better idea of its depth and scope?
Sure. So the UC Merced Farm Worker Health Study came about because it was sponsored by the California Department of Public Health through a $1.5 million allocation from the state of California. And the purpose of it was to study farm worker health as well as the social determinants of farm worker health. We created a community advisory board, which included 27 organizations, leading labor, community, environmental organizations that serve farm workers, that informed the development of the study across a two-year period.
Ms. Cesar, members of your organization helped conduct some of these surveys. Would you tell us more about the Monterey Bay Labor Council and why it chose to partner with UC Merced in this study?
Yeah, this study was very important for our community. So I represent union members in Monterey and Santa Cruz County. That includes the three union farm working unions, you know, the United Farm Workers that was started by Cesar Chavez, along with Teamsters and UFCW Local 5. So we were really happy to support it. And in particular, the United Farm Workers played a role in collecting data and getting this information from our communities.
So more than 1,200 farm workers throughout California participated in this survey. They were asked a wide range of health questions, from working conditions to physical and mental health and their ability to access health care. Edward, what are some of the key and most striking findings in this study?
Well, we've known for some time now that the farm worker population is largely Latino, immigrant, non-citizen, undocumented, that they live in large households that are low income, and that they have low rates of health insurance coverage and low rates of healthcare utilization. None of that was contradicted in our report. What was significant in our report was that we asked questions about their health, but also their working conditions that have rarely or never been asked about in public health studies. So we found out that there were high rates of people with chronic conditions in our sample, conditions you know, such as depression, anxiety, diabetes, but we also asked questions about employer compliance with working standards such as the California heat standard, the wildfire standard, sanitation, and access to drinking water on the job. And the findings suggest that that more could be done to ensure employer compliance with workplace health and safety standards that previous research has told us it is related to health outcomes.
Cesar, same question. Anything in particular that jumps out at you in the findings of this report?
Well, I think to start off, this report had no surprises in there. I think what it did show that the conditions for farm workers have gotten worse over time, and the buying power of farm workers, and just the rights at work, with a high percentage of undocumented community members that really hold up this industry, they really lack the rights and protections. So this report was no surprise to us in the community, but it was a comprehensive study that really wrapped everything up to show that we need to do some change in California.
So in essence, Cesar, then more a confirmation of things that you've known were wrong for a long time.
Well, definitely a confirmation and definitely a call for action. I think times in history, especially during COVID, we showed the importance of essential workers. And at critical levels, those essential workers were the ones that were putting their life at risk to, pick the fruits, pick the vegetables that all of us enjoy in this country and the world, to be honest.
Edward, agriculture is a physically demanding, potentially dangerous industry. People work long hours under strenuous conditions. Almost half of the farm workers in that survey say they don't have health insurance. What are some of the biggest barriers they face in obtaining quality, affordable health care?
The obstacles that farm workers face in accessing health care are complex. During the time that we carried out the study towards the end of 2021 and the beginning of 2022, a significant issue was access to health insurance coverage. Even as the state has made strides towards expanding and extending health insurance coverage to populations like undocumented workers, however, there still remain other obstacles for farm workers in rural areas of the state. There's less infrastructure for healthcare utilization. And so we're going to be learning more as we analyze the findings of this report, in the coming months and years. But just immediately, one of the significant takeaways from our report is that both access to health insurance coverage, but also healthcare utilization are both significant issues.
You also specifically looked at women's health and reproductive health among farm workers. Tell me more about what you found there.
Yes. So we looked at women's reproductive health, and there were several questions that we asked in terms of past birth outcomes. And we found high rates of adverse pregnancy outcomes among farm worker women who had ever given birth, rates of preterm birth, low birth weight, and children born with birth defects that were higher than that of the general population. We also asked questions about during a woman's last pregnancy, if they had been advised to stop working by their doctor, if they had still been working, and if a doctor had advised them to stop working, and how many weeks they had been advised to stop working and when they stopped working. And we found a gap of about a month in between when a doctor had advised them to stop working and when they actually stopped working on average.
And I assume that was out of fear that they would lose income and their ability to ever work again.
59% of our sample said they did not have access to unemployment insurance, indicating that they were probably undocumented because it's undocumented workers that don't have access to unemployment insurance. And the economic safety net for undocumented workers is much less than that of other workers. So yeah, that could play a factor in the decisions people make about whether to stop working or to continue working.
A third of farm workers in your survey said they would be unwilling to file a report for not complying with workplace rules or regulations out of fear of retaliation. Were there also farm workers who declined to participate in the study out of those same fears?
I'm not that's a good question, right? What was the rate of people that that decided to participate in the survey? I don't think we collected those metrics. It's usually with a convenient sample, those aren't numbers that you collect. With random representative surveys, you might track that.
Okay, so then let's go back to that third that say that they won't report hazardous conditions, violations of the law and regulations by their employers. Cesar, what are some protections you'd like to see for farm workers that they're currently lacking, given that what we have here is a situation where suppression is at play in terms of things that are illegal?
At the beginning point, I think we need to realize that, you know, there's a lot of issues that many people in the policy world need to address at the national level. We need comprehensive immigration reform. You know, for every, you know, dollar spent on, you know, services for undocumented, more than that dollar comes in. It's holding up our social safety nets and other things. But, you know, one of the biggest things is that, you know, agricultural workers need professional wages and professional benefits. You know, Cesar Chavez, when he was in the farm worker movement, he said being a farm worker is a profession. And if you need, you know, for that at the base level, you need, you know, protections. And right now, because of the low wage that, you know, farm workers earn, the city pointed out that, you know, an average farm worker earns $21,915. And for many farm workers, they live in very expensive housing where they have to spend 60 or 70% of their salaries to rent, because a high percentage are renters. In this study, 92% of those that, you know, took, you know, the study, you know, were renters. So at the base level, it's connected to the master's hierarchy of need. At the bottom level, they're fearful to just have a job, have shelter, and have food on the table. And so complaining about their working conditions, making sure they're not blacklisted, not just from that employer, but the industry, is a fear. And on top of that, throw immigration status. So we need a rapid, focused approach to make sure that our most vulnerable workers in California are protected with many rights, not just at the state level, but at the national level.
About a third of our farm workers live on the Central Coast. About 60% live in the San Joaquin Valley. Very different climates and geography. But are the challenges that these farm workers face relatively uniform?
At the base level, they are. You know, and if it's a hot day here on the Central Coast, especially with climate change, you know, this last summer we had days that were very unusual for us here in the Salinas Valley, where we were at 105 degrees, and really workers had to take shelter. But at the end, you know, the work of agriculture is very similar in all the valleys that do agriculture. We might not have as many heat days as the Central Valley does, but it doesn't mean that as outdoor workers, they lack protections. And especially with everything else that this study pointed out, fear is a major factor. But yes, you know, most workers face the same challenges.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. We're speaking with Edward Flores with UC Merced and Cesar Lara with the Monterey Bay Central Labor Council about a landmark study revealing the health challenges faced by California's farm workers. Edward, a majority of the surveys for this study were completed between September and December of 2021, a little more than a year after the start of the pandemic. What sort of challenges did the pandemic create for the research?
The research was carried out in person because of the nature of the questions that were asked that were highly sensitive. And so we took, you know, precautions. We had very extensive protocols for, you know, how to do attestations and, you know, provide a sanitized space for conducting the interview that was in privacy. And I think this is where the organizations that carried out the 1,242 interviews gets a lot of credit. It was the largest ever academic study of its kind in terms of the number of interviews, the length of the interviews. The interviews were 2 to 4 hours long. They were conducted in 6 different languages. So yeah, absolutely. The community advisory board, organization members that conducted those interviews get a lot of credit for this landmark study.
Cesar, the series of winter storms that hammered the state hit agriculture in Monterey County, where you are, especially hard. According to the Farm Bureau over there, about 25,000 acres of farmland were flooded, $70 million in damage to that county's ag industry alone. How does this impact the farm workers, their ability to earn what money they do, and their health?
Well, you know, the storms faced a major challenge, especially for those community members that, you know, were flooded out. But, you know, the challenge right now is that a lot of the agricultural crops for this time period were washed out. So you have a lot of farm workers that you know, this is the month when we start our season, don't have work. And so the agricultural season in the Salinas Valley is basically, you know, from March to November. And many workers are not going to be able to start in March because the crops have been washed out. And so build on top of that, you know, agricultural, you know, seasons in our area where workers have to save their money to make sure that they're able to survive the winter now have to face a major challenge of not returning back in the same time period. And especially if they're undocumented, not being able to access unemployment benefits is going to be a major concern. There's going to be a lot of hurt families in our valley.
I know that this is outside the scope of your survey, but I feel we have to talk about it. Not that far north of Monterey County, of course, is Half Moon Bay, where there was a mass shooting at two mushroom farms. Do you have a sense of how your union members are processing that collective trauma, and what hurdles do they face in getting mental health help?
Well, at the end of it, you know, we face a lot of mental health, you know, challenges in our community as a whole. And one of the major challenges that we have is that, you know, your farm workers just don't want to address mental health issues. And you know, the Half Moon Bay incident is a really good example of, you know, worksite violence. And if workers don't feel like, you know, they don't even have insurance to access a mental health professional, and also with the lack of services and providers in the rural communities that our study pointed out, it shows that, you know, there's a lot of issues around mental health that need to be addressed in general, but especially in the farm working community where you're at a high stress job, where it's very physical, it's very demanding, and so many farm workers live in agricultural housing there on the grower's property, or, you know, live near each other, that it's even a challenge. And that, you know, agricultural workers, with all the challenges that they have and having, you know, mental health issues and not being able to access the support or not even realize that it is a problem, is a major concern. And, you know, it needs to be addressed in all industries. But in particular, you know, what this study pointed out is that there's a lack of health insurance, which means there's a lack of mental health access points.
Edward Caesar touched upon the lower self-reporting rates for that sort of thing. Your study touched upon a thing called the Latino paradox. Generally speaking, let me know if I get this wrong, farm workers have lower rates of self-reported chronic illnesses than the general Latino population in California. Can you give us some more context to this, why it exists?
Historically, in the past few decades, Latino studies of health have suggested that Latino immigrants arrive with better health than that of their native-born counterparts. And agriculture is a very demanding job. Most people who are not in very good health you know, don't work as long as those who are in better health. So there's a selective population. When we're interviewing farm workers about their health, this is a selective population. What we expect to find are, given the demographics of the population and how demanding the job is, we would be expecting to find a population that has, you know, average or better than average health. What the report showed us was that there was a high rate of workers who had at least one or more chronic conditions, between a third to nearly half. And so this included hypertension, diabetes, depression, anxiety, asthma, just to name a few.
So the problems are there, they're just historically underreported.
Yes, and...
Edward, I'm sorry, I think we're losing your Zoom. You're breaking up there. Edward Flores, faculty director of UC Merced's Community and Labor Center, which conducted the study, and Cesar Lara, executive director of the Monterey Bay Central Labor Council. Thank you both for being with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Still ahead, Hey Listen host Nick Bruner and Cap Radio's Andrew Garcia stop by to share their picks of artists performing in Sacramento that you won't want to miss. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm Mike Haggerty, and for Vicki Gonzalez, and we're back in just a moment.